Well, we started this hour with the Republican Party retreat at Philadelphia's Center City. Well, scores of protesters are rallying in Philadelphia. But just west of the Center City, another group of protesters recently won a victory in a fight with decidedly lower stakes. It's the right to sit on the walls of the city's most popular park. Bobby Allen from Here and Now contributor WHYY explains.
Rittenhouse Square is a compact public park surrounded by fancy bistros and elegant old buildings in one of the city's most elite neighborhoods. And the 3-foot concrete walls around the park's fountain are more popular than the rows of benches. People have congregated on the park's walls for generations. Among them, Ursula Corral.
People play chess, they kiss one another, they make love sitting on the wall. It's wonderful.
But Rittenhouse residents were sick of the loiterers and pot smokers among the wall sitters and requested a ban on using the park's walls as a perch. And the city agreed. Richard Branton was pleased.
What's so magical about sitting on the wall? It provides an opportunity for undesirable people with undesirable intentions to pass drugs.
Those kinds of views sparked a public outcry on social media. In response, the city quickly took down the no-sitting signs along the wall, and the mayor tweeted, "Sit where you want." To celebrate, dozens gathered recently for what they called a sit-in house gathering to show support for lounging on the walls. Sachioko Wen was there.
Certainly this little move of not letting people sit on the balustrade or wall, whatever you want to call it, is about race and social class. It's something that was not expected to be noticed. A little tiny thing that's a statement of who belongs here and who doesn't.
During the 60s, Rittenhouse was ground zero for beatniks, artists, and anti-war activists who won a right to be there when a federal judge ruled that, quote, it is not a crime to be a hippie. But area resident Vicky Bale cites a shooting that occurred near the park in October that put the community on edge. She says the wall-sitting ban needs to come back.
It's a good idea because we're getting rid of the drugs and all of the hanging out here and smoking pot and or doing whatever drugs there are. That element was not always part of Rittenhouse Square.
I've never seen drug dealers, and I'm here every other day. And hours in the summer and the spring.
That's Mina Smith Siegel, who often paints portraits of people on the wall. Another frequent visitor, Howard Zerlick, says the park's benches are fine, but the walls have always been a little more special.
This is just part of Philadelphia. To remove this is just like saying you can't look at the Liberty Bell. You know, you can't go here, you can't go there.
Which might still happen. Even after the mayor's tweet, a private guard hired by the neighbors told me to get off the wall. And the neighbors say they'll keep paying those guards to patrol the park. For Here and Now, I'm Bobby Allen in Philadelphia.